Best practices. ASCM SCORDS, discussed in detail elsewhere, has a number of best practices, BP, that apply to returns, including BP025 self-service warranty claim submittal. This allows customers to use the internet for warranty claim submissions to reduce the administration cost and to enable analytics. BP072 inbound return material authorization, RMA enabled processing. Organizations can require RMA submission and signature authorization for any good with an RMA number. BP077 prepaid return shipping label. Customers can use these labels for returns or reusable items in which the return freight cost has been pre-negotiated along with the original shipping package. The tracking number on the return label helps with visibility. BP078 return tracking. This allows the customer with visibility and allows the receiving organization or RMA department to plan for the return. BP108 return policy conformance integration. This uses standard procedures and enabling technology to ensure return policy conformance, plus data sharing with groups responsible for repairs, lifecycle management, and production planning. BP123 return load optimization. Returns can be centralized to optimize transportation. In the technology industry, services are often also provided at the time of returns pickup. BP128 return cost recovery. If a return was due to a defect from a supplier, this process is used to recover the cost from the supplier. It also should involve collaborating on prevention. BP129 return policy included with shipping document. Including this helps B2C customers to be informed of their rights and limitations. BP135 return authorization. The last known holder or the designated return center receives return requests from the customer and determine if it should be accepted or rejected based on policy. Reasons for rejection should be provided. BP143 preventive returns. Preventive returns include recalls but also voluntary requests for the return of goods that may have defects or damage to help protect the organization's reputation. The following are other best practices regarding product returns. Retailers usually deduct charges for returned products and processing and freight costs for shipping returned items from the outstanding payables they have with the manufacturer. Manufacturers do not accept or credit in any way product returns from retailers that do not comply with the terms and conditions of their sales agreements. For defective or recalled products, the manufacturer typically pays the freight directly or indirectly. Leading manufacturers of high-tech products are often more strict about the conditions in terms of accepting returns and often do not pay handling or consolidation fees, processing costs not including transportation for returns. Secondary market buyers like liquidators often provide their own transportation carriers or pay the costs of hiring a third-party shipper.